I'm David Brancaccio in Los Angeles. We are monitoring work on raising the limit on federal borrowing, with votes in Congress expected this week. The current deal holds non-defense spending, such as education, public health, and certain assistance programs, flat. Where would this leave pressing challenges facing this country? Our focus this week is people without a place to live. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer on the Biden administration's plan to end homelessness. That word end is the stated goal.
If you go through here, my messy closet.
59-year-old Joseph White is showing me around his one-bedroom apartment in downtown Washington.
I cleaned it up a little bit because I knew you were coming over. I just wanted, okay.
His rent is subsidized by the federal government. He pays $300 a month. The apartment is mostly furnished with stuff other tenants were throwing out, which White found next to the building's dumpster. His couch.
That table, that desk. That printer, those lamps.
White learned to be extraordinarily resourceful before he moved in here 4 years ago because he was homeless. White is an Army veteran. He left the service in 1994 and got hooked on crack shortly after. White was only able to get clean after about 20 years after he had a roof over his head.
It helped me a lot because I was able to start thinking about what I needed to do without worrying about what's around me or who's going to hurt me.
This is the premise behind the Biden administration's plan, a theory known as housing first. The idea is get an unhoused person housed, then tackle drug addiction, mental health, and other issues. Jeff Olivet is a big fan of housing first. He's executive director of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, a federal agency. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Really sitting nice down in a conference room just about a mile and a half from White's apartment, Olivet tells me on average it costs $10,000 a year to get an unhoused person into a permanent home. And
on any given night in the United States, more than 580,000 people are homeless.
Olivet says President Biden asked for more money in next year's budget to tackle the problem, but Congress would have to approve that.
I'm keenly aware of the political nature of how things get funded in Washington, D.C., and it's a complicated situation right now.
Olivet says charitable foundations and the private sector should pony up more money to help the homeless. So should cities and counties. But Sarah Hunter, director of the RAND Center on Housing and Homelessness in Los Angeles, says you need federal money on top of that to really make a dent in homelessness.
Every day, more and more people are falling into homelessness. So without new support, that will continue to occur, and it's bad for everyone.
Hunter is happy the Biden administration is paying closer attention to homelessness. The plan does provide teams of federal workers to help communities cut through red tape to access existing programs. But Hunter says
there's nothing really innovative or new about the plan.
Because that costs money. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.